We did this vlog just day before yesterday, and it's approaching a million views, and although I'm not directly seeing all the comments, but we're getting lots of comments, over 1,000 comments. It seems like a great, great majority of them are favorable, and of course some are challenging, understandably, because we addressed it to vegans who have different views, different opinions. It's very interesting for me. It's for instance, Sarvagana Statra Haresuta Sura Harava Bhaktasya Kutu Mahagunan. Bhagavatam states that even though you may have so many good qualities, if you don't have Bhagavad Bhaktihinasya, then it doesn't really work. So, same thing, trying to be good through speculation doesn't work. You can only be good if you do it God's way. Otherwise, you're good on one side, but you end up being bad on the other. So there are different arguments, like for instance the argument of abusing animals by either taking their milk or making bulls do work or labor. And I think there are many reasonable and rational answers to all of these, such as, well, if you let calves drink all the milk that their mothers have, they're going to get sick. They may even die. You know, they're certainly going to get sick. So what's the rest for? Well, what do you do with the rest? As I said in that vlog, there are cows that do, not all cows do, but there are cows who continue to give milk even afterwards. And of course we're not talking about milking with machines, because we don't believe in milking with machines. I wouldn't hook my mother up to a machine either, so I certainly wouldn't do it to a cow. But cows don't, they just don't give milk just because you milk them. I don't know how many vegans ever went to a cow farm or milked a cow, but cows don't just give milk because you milk them. There's some other biological reasons why they give milk, and in the absence of those, there's no milk. So they're not actual milk machines. And bulls need to work. It's like horses need to work, like animals need to work. It's like dogs need to bark. Otherwise, they're not doing their dharma. And they get sick. They're created like that. Who asked the bull whether he wants to work? But who asked anybody anything nowadays? It's not that we're asking everything. Did you ask the street whether you could walk on it? Did you ask the potatoes that they want to get ripped out of the ground and become chips? What about their opinion? They're also living entities, or that you're taking a tomato off a creeper, or you're taking a fruits off a tree. You're not asking them to do that, and yet you're doing it. So, but they're also alive. So why are you doing it? Well, because it's obvious that, number one, there's a certain element of one living entity assisting the sustenance and the maintenance of another. And whether you start with vegetarian, or you start with plants, or you start with animals, it's there everywhere. And, you know, the argument, well, all right, that was in days of yore, but now we've got technology, and therefore we don't need to abuse animals. But you show me some type of technology that's not involved in abuse. You got the petroleum industry, which is raping the earth. Who asked the planet that she wanted to have you drain her blood so you could stick it in your cars and your machines? Or who's asking the rivers that they want to get dammed up and they can't flow anymore so they can make hydroelectric power? And what to speak of all of the environmental damage that all of your so-called progress is going on. There was no environmental damage when it was horses and bulls who were plowing the earth. Since you invented the tractor and so many other types of machinery and alternate means, then that's when you've got pollution. You didn't have pollution before. So it doesn't really add a nice sentiment. Or at least I can say it's a nice sentiment, but it's nice not to want to cause violence, but you just have to know what is violence and what isn't. And not engaging someone or something according to their dharma is also violence. For instance, leaving fruit to rot on a tree, is that what should happen to the fruit? That's also violence. The fruit is not meant to rot on a tree. It's meant to be consumed. But all of these things put aside ultimately are, as I mentioned earlier, just arguments. And you can go on arguing forever. Tarko pratishta shteyo bibinam. But unless people, vegans, vegetarians, whatever they are, lacto-vegetarians, there's so many versions, unless you ultimately accept God and God's plans for things, there has to be a judge. Who's the one who makes the final decision? Who's the one who calls the shots? Who's the one who says, you're right, you're wrong, just like in a court of law? Both parties are giving strong arguments, but ultimately, there's a judge who has to say, this is the way it is. So same thing. Who's the one who's going to say, this is the way it is? Who knows? The person who created knows for what purpose he created things. And he's the one who should be able to say, this is why I created cows, this is the why I created bulls, and everything else in the world. The problem is that we're living in a world where people don't believe in God. And that's why we come up with all of these arguments and problems and solutions that end up becoming themselves problems later on. So it seems that sometime in the past, vegetarianism was a solution for meat eating. But now it turns out that the vegetarians are also become a problem, and now they go to be vegans. And 10 years down the road, someone's going to discover that the vegans are also another problem. And evam parampara praptam, it just goes on and on and on. Because it's all speculation. And you can't get the truth by speculating. If you want the truth, you have to go to God. And Krishna has the answers. So he says, Krishi gorakshavani jump. He says, as long as you protect them, then you can use the energy of the bull and you can use the cow, the products of the cow, milk products of the cow. But you have to protect them, and you have to protect them for life. And you have to treat them like you treat family member. Just like you treat, well, you treat your dog. Everyone's got dogs, everyone's pets. Did you ask your pet whether he'd like to live in an apartment somewhere instead of running free? You ask him whether he wants to eat dog food instead of eating the other thing? Or you get the idea that you like have a budgie sitting in a cage somewhere just to entertain you? So the only way is if we turn to the Creator and do it the Creator's way. We don't do it, as Frank Sinatra says, I do it my way. You have to do it Krishna's way. And if you do it Krishna's way, then it works. And otherwise people will continue to have all of their opinions, and it'll just keep on making chaos. Because we're very lost conditioned souls. It's like letting a bunch of kids loose somewhere in the playground and let them just dream up all kinds of things, what they're going to do without any kind of supervision. They'll just inevitably make chaos. Similarly, people who don't really follow the laws of God, they make chaos in the world. And it may be a vegetarian chaos, it may be a vegan chaos, it may be so many types, but it's all chaotic. And for us, we're neither vegetarians nor vegans, actually. We're Krishnatarians. If Krishna said, don't eat meat, then I guess that's what we do, because we do whatever Krishna says. But Krishna didn't say that, so we do what he says. All of these other types of labels are all different forms of materialism. Vegetarian, vegan. Why? Because it doesn't include God in the picture. So, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shasra Japastapa. It's like decorations of a dead body. May sound good, but decorating a dead body. Hare Krishna.